beginnen gerade da mit sagt es nach da gehen wir beginnen mit augen das macht beginnen sie machen mit zu dama bekommen beim berg schera that you know it's not necessarily the case because you could say that you know might have been a chatos and maybe it's basazah because the mitzvah, the dam could be anywhere in the mizbech. Now, avakav the sibah yisoid, even though it says it there has to be the foundation, the sib, but yikra hey yimotzei al seder mizbech, the mitzvah they squeeze out to the foundation of mizbech. But meaning perichat zev, the gemara says zvachem nevesamachim and beis, the mitzvah lema'achim. The squeezing out of the chatas afterwards is not even critical. I feel like mitzvah klal, even if you didn't squeeze out at all. Or plukti perich beis meil daf chesam beis, and therefore that since it did on the top. Since it's Dama'akim, so then whenever you do it, it's going to be kosher by the Chatas, which that's Machlek Samayram and Me'ilah, what the halach is. But and therefore, that's why, you know, even though it's ideally on the bottom, it's still not obvious. Next says, Matam begins Gemara, B'chatas Oib, she's a Dama. Regarding the Chatas Oib, did you spray the blood? So, which Gemara ultimately admits to, Tzai says, Lafisha Hischa, Tzai's addressing question, and he's answering, Lafisha Hischa lahakshas me mitzvah b'hazah, since we started asking from squeezing and spraying, so makshu kamaikinata, so that's what it also asks right now. But, aval kamaikin, ha-yoch lahakshas, the Gemara could have asked from an earlier stage, melikas chatas. You do the melikas, shemolka lamato, you do the melikas on the bottom, l'shem oilo, which the melikas oilo saif is l'malo. The melikas oilo is supposed to be on the top, because I mean, like we say, b'zruachim per kojikashim, nefesamachim and alch, ma-haktar b'reshim mazbech, a melikas, just like the haktar has to be on the top, so the melikas, so really could have asked for Malik already. Next is Matam Gnid Zigmar, Kadi Kachem Kalim. If it's Kachem Kalim, Dorm Hava Avadli, you think we do it in the south? Which ties bother with the Gemara's answer. So Kitai Dachid, the Gemara thought, Mashem Dolei Lasi Lamiti, that, you know, we shouldn't come to make the mistake, Volei Mashem Kachem Kachem, that they always do it in the south. That, therefore, you would think it would be Maseh Machichin, that's the thing, it's not. Next, Tais Matam, Tais begins the Gemara, Ma'avu Huda Avar. Maybe it just violated B'shechtin Medarim, but maybe it really is Kachi Kachim. But then Taiz bothered. He says, Hadlam Shani Ha'achil El. So why didn't we say this previously? Gabakusha the Chatzis Oif. Regarding the question of the Chatzis Oif, Shehiz Adam Lamato, that you sprayed the blood on the bottom of Shem Oilas Oif. Why didn't you say maybe it's just violating? Because Rashi explained, Mishum Nekat Ha'arti, because now that's two things wrong. Like Toi, and a person wouldn't make that mistake, Sheyasa Hazah, that is, if we're going to A, not do Mitzvah Hazah, and also Lamato on the bottom. It's a little perucha kasha, but according to the way Rashi explains, it's difficult because in the kind of that's the case, tikshlo mechatz behema l'shem oila. Then you have the question: if you do chatz behema l'shem oila, dekatarti a shinuyi. There's two differences. Kibishlo el, like Tais himself had pointed out previously. So that says when it would seem the hashda chayza by mishnuy til el. Actually, the Gemara's retracting from what it said previously, and that's the answer to the question. The lezvachim leil oifus. We said, oh, it's only the lezvachim. Benafa Eifes? No, that kulek l'shnui dar min me'ava aver. That the truth is, actually, Eifes is the same like Zvachim. And actually, you're right, the question of Chatzis Oif, we do fall off from that. Because you could say that he is violating this halacha. And therefore, Machshavah would disqualify, because you could say that, yeah, that's what he had in mind. Not like what Rashi answers. Next time, not the beginning of the Gemara, Alma, so we see Kefius, the Mona Lav Klumu. The establishment of which vessel you're going to do it is nothing. And whatever you end up putting in is what it becomes.
So this takes a peg bastard. In the last paragraph of Kofdalman Beis, now the Mishnah teaches Perashti, but someone says, I specified any day my Perashti. I don't know what I specified. So you have a Chemishasim. You have to bring five types. Mukula B'Gemara, the Gemara explains, it's Kerb Shimon. So the question is, hey, how's it going to Reb Shimon? How's it going like Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon, we're saying over here, I feel a pirish machvas. Even if he specifies a machvas, maybe machashas, yatsa. So why would you have to bring all these doubts just in case? Shema maybe has some babalas de shemaim. He wants to fill his obligation from heaven, which you would have to bring the right one. Or vinam, you could say, again, the ikka chada, the maisi, he brought one. But come, he says, im zunadarti tilanidri, if this is my net, it should be for my net. Vim lav, tina daba, and then he would have to do another one to fulfill his net. Next test, Matthew begins Gemara, loishna amal. A lie, but loishna amazu. It doesn't make a difference, according to Reb Shimon, which one you say, because the kli is what's kaveh. So actually, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Meir says, wait, tenech machvas l'shem machashas. I understand, when you're doing a machvas for the purpose of machashas. So he's, or, you know, because you say, like,
it's the vessel that makes it. So what you're saying is ma'isa machichet. But if you're doing the dried mincha for the purpose of an oily one, Amri, they're going to say, wait, ha'bululahi, maybe it is an oily one. He just violated and he did a dry one. Or the mixed one for the dry one. Because here the vessel's not correct because they're the same vessel anyway. Hashem says, you can say, regarding such a thing, people don't make a mistake. If it's supposed to be dry or oily, that people would not make a mistake. So therefore, it is evident. Another person you can say, anyways, it makes sense. Whether it's going like the one who holds a flower from becomes sanctified without the oil, whether according to one who holds a flower from does not become sanctified without the oil, the kama, which the Gemara brings later on, which Tosis Tzorachim. There's many different ways of interpreting what Tosis is trying to say. Tosis is not really being so clear in what he's saying. And some even say it's a Tosis Sofer, and it's supposed to say that it makes sense according to the one who holds that it's Kedusha B'lay Shemen. But according to the one who holds Eimach Kedusha B'lay Shemen, so then, according to that Manda Amar, that would be Tzarachin, if it's Kedusha B'lay Shemen, or what, you know, well, Hataka would be the Pshat. Remember, he says, Master begins the Gemara, given the Ika Sar Nasi, that, there is a type of, you can't say Pesach L'shem Oshem, you know, he's saying if it's Maisa Mechichen or not, that because Yahweh Shem Gezel Shem Ilis, they're coming the second year. So therefore, that was the Gemara's question, you know, what are you going to say over there? Why is not Maisa Mechichen? It's different years. The Mesa says, if you're going to say, Hakat Yamri, people are still going to say, the Ava Maisa Le Ben Shana, that, oh, he violated and he brought it, it's supposed to be second year, but he brought it in his first year, the Amma B'Tamur, because say, Tamur Perikal Katrin, after you test him in base, Oshem Ben Shana, Vavi ben Shtaim, if it's supposed to be in the first year, brought it in the second year, because there are different types of Shamas. U ben Shtaim, Vavi ben Shana, it's supposed to be in the second year, brought it first. Yekshar, it's kosher. Elish lo'el ba'am Shem Chav, just doesn't fill on his obligation. So why don't you say same thing over here? Rishon says, we can say it's not Rishon Temei. But Rishon goes according to his opinion. Tam Hasim, he says over there, Kalatzme, any Kedusha, that it would not be sanctified. And therefore, according to him, it's not difficult. Kedusha says, Master begins Gemara, the Haitzem of Aiser. That, what do you mean? One has wool, one has hair. So what's the question? So Tosfos explains, not like Rashi. Tzemer is because it's love and because it's white. Because it's like, it's supposed to be a shayim. Medima katayil, it's going to be red. Katemeyu, it's going to be like wool, meaning it's going to be white. Kapar sabayinus. And Seir, on the other hand, here, is shachar is black. Kedemash b'resha mighty ayin, like it sounds like Gemara Shabbos, the bayin zayin, on the base, mighty easy maski b'resha. Why is it that in a pack of the flock, the front is goats, the army, then the sheep come behind. That can be also shalom, the way the creation of the world, the B'reish HaKashaycha, first is darkness, then comes light. So that's why the goats that are black go in the front, and then the white behind it. Behind the Kamacha, that's what the Gemara is saying over here, Amri Dichur Uchmahu, that they're going to say that it's a black ram, because it's about the blackness. Which B'kun, just like Pishkin Rashi, who translates differently, but the animal being shorn, doesn't say like that, because according to him, it's about, you know, wool versus hair, not red-black versus white.